My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
David, that's just not very nice. And it's not where we're starting the show today. Poor Kenny. Jesus. You guys were all excited for Tigers and Guardians last night. No, not Kenny. The man in the turquoise tee was fired up to be at the LCA. Cutscene. The whoopee cushion. Wrong button. All right. So let's get into it. We got a lot of ground to cover, Rico. TJ may actually show up for work today. Also exciting. We'll get to the Lions in a little bit. Let's talk Tigers. I had a bad feeling going into yesterday. Basically, everything I said on the air happened. And now we are on to a game five, which was Saturday night. Is now 1 p.m. Lot to unpack with that because of the Kerry Carpenter situation. And I have another bad feeling. So I'll just get it out of the way.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Look, we need to talk about this. I want to know people's, you know, takeaways from last night. I'll give you mine. And then what is your confidence level Saturday night? Saturday afternoon, excuse me. First of all, understand something, Rico. We can play the audio for people just joining of AJ Hinch. I want you to tell me, we're not doctors, and we didn't even stay at a Holiday Inn Express last night.
Mm-hmm.
But when you listen to AJ Hinch, does he sound like a man who's confident that Kerry Carpenter is going to play tomorrow?
No.
Okay, so if I take Kerry Bonds out of this lineup, that's impactful. Mm-hmm. Okay? No, it's not Jose Ramirez, but he's your version of that. He's your best player. He's your best hitter. And he's a weapon against righties.
Correct.
True or false?
Correct.
Okay, then.
But
if he don't play, that's a big hit.
But at this point, can you get him for one pinch hit? Can you bring him off the bench?
Gibby with the Dodgers. He can barely move his legs.
Coach, Skip, give me the bat. I got this.
I last night, the problem I have is it feels like more than game four slipped away. And we talked about this. You were joking around with the BOGO thing. But, like, now, even if you advance, there is no more fantasies of Scooble three times.
Mm-hmm.
And, frankly, unless the series goes seven, you know how many times you're going to get Scooble? Once. Second of all, you now got to go back to Cleveland, and you got to ask Scooble against the same team that he faced earlier this week, go and do it again, which essentially is be perfect. Now, you saw it a little bit last night, Rico, whether it was Cade Smith for the Guardians or Hunter Gaddis, or in your case, Bo Brisky, these elite relievers who look untouchable, the more that you get to see them, the more bad-ish happens. Mm-hmm. And whether that's David Fry deep into the night or whether it's, look, Class A giving up the double in the run, Gaddis giving up some base runners. Cade Smith's unhittable, is he? I feel like more than last night slipped away, and I'm very nervous for Saturday. Now, clearly, there's nobody I'd rather have in baseball than Scooble, but this is the same young group who didn't realize where they were, or the same young group that was having fun. Guess what? Everybody knows when you've pulled through the gates of Disneyland, this is a winner-take-all on the road, game five of the ALDS. You can't plead ignorance. And I worry they're going to tighten up a little bit.
See, I don't think they're going to tighten up, Mike, because this, even though they lost last night, they still battled to the bottom of the ninth, scratching across that run. If this was a 5-0 game, yeah, I may feel the way that you do. They didn't quit. They didn't quit last night. And the fact of knowing that you do have school. Well, now, I feel the opposite of you. I feel very good about tomorrow afternoon. But I think this is a battle that I thought you would not have to play him. You're going to win the battle, but you may end up losing the war. And by losing the war means it's going to hurt you against the Yankees. And I know we're on to Saturday. But you win that game Saturday, which I think you will. You're right. At the most, you may get a second start out of Scooble, but that's not promised. Because
you got to get to game 7.
Yeah, I was about to say, by the time he pitches, it's going to be, what, game 3?
It's 3 and 7. That's it. It's non-negotiable. So look at the travel schedule. You're going to play 5 games in 6 nights.
Yeah.
If you wanted the best crack at winning next round, you had to win last night.
But we're not going to focus on next round. I think they're going to get this game tomorrow. This is the best. What?
Oh, David's.
We're not going to focus on next round. I thought we said World Series yesterday.
No, David.
You said.
David, I said, let's go back and Odyssey Rewind. It's a great thing to have.
Please listen. It's free.
It's free. You win last night, World Series, because everything's set up that you could take game 1 in New York, and then you can come back with him in game 5. You didn't win last night. So that's off the table. That deal's off the table. Okay, I'm like the feds. When I offer the deal, you better take it.
But you also said we were going to blow them out at the end of yesterday's show. What happened to that?
Well, you allowed them to score 5 runs. If they didn't score the 5 runs, it would have been 4-0.
You lied to us, Rico.
Oh, no. This man doesn't lie.
I gave you hope.
Hey, I'll tell you one thing. Tigers gave you more than your wings gave you.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Ooh, wow. I'm just saying, no. You know, you lobbed a grenade in Rico's cereal bowl. I had to pick it out of the milk and throw it back at you. Now, thank you, Snoop.
I mean, at this point, when they bring an Augustine down from East Lansing, couldn't be any worse.
Okay. People, I want to know where you're at with it. And we're going to get to football. We have to. Lions have a very, very sneaky game this weekend, and I can't wait to talk about it. But I want to know where you're at. Don't turtle now. Now, yesterday, I knew the minute I brought it up on the air, I'd get made fun of. Everybody thought I was crazy because I said, no, I got a bad feeling about last night's game. And I gave a lot of reasons why. And now we're sitting here, and I'm supposed to sit here and come on the air and just say, no problem, full confidence, you're going to win Saturday night. Well, I've already told you, facing the same team twice in a week, never a good idea. And I may not have Kerry Carpenter. I apologize if I view that as problematic. And, you know, we talk about it all the time, right? Well, hey, you know, can this guy turn it around? Or you were hearing the quotes about Aaron Judge pregame, and it was, hey, one swing, he'll get turned around. Okay, last night, on base 3 times. Looked different. Well, you let a David Fry get off the mat. You let a J-Ram get off the mat. Quan just keeps hitting. And you start, Rico, look, here's the other one. You know who's a rat and a pain in the ass in their lineup is Rokia. Mm-hmm. The point is, they're going home. And your advantage on the mound, it's clear. Okay? I don't care who Cleveland puts out there. It won't be close to Scooble. But I am nervous. And if you wanted it, I think you really needed to get that thing done last night. But That's why they play the games. So let's see what happens.
I think you're all right to be nervous, Mike, because it is a winner take all, and you've seen enough of these as Yankee fans that, man, anything could happen. You're looking at whoever gets that first run is got the psychological advantage because now the other team is pressing.
No.
And you're not.
Now look at this. Come on now. Don't tell me one loss, the air's all out of your balloon. What happened to all the baseball diehards? Now, come on now. Don't do weak sauce on a beautiful fall afternoon. You got a game 5 in the ALDS. Don't hide. And we got Lions Cowboys we're going to get to. Don't hide.
You got a game 5 with the best pitcher in baseball. You should be feeling good about yourself. You really should. You should. I mean, I know you don't, but I'm looking at this as
you should feel blessed.
Who would you rather have out there?
No one.
So you have that. And if, put it this way, if it went the other way around and you asked, hey, Cleveland, would you like to have game 5 with Skubal? Yes. You have him, though.
Yeah, I agree. I just think the problem is you're not going to have Vogt make the same mistakes he made the first go around. I thought Vogt did a better job than AJ last night, including a safety squeeze, which is an unthinkable call in 2024, and he did it.
You know what? That warmed my heart.
Oh, I know. You love that Willie Wilson garbage from 1984.
Yeah, I did a quiet yes, but I was like, the play. Not because they scored. You just don't see, like, that's old school, but that's the baseball that I like.
And that won them the game. They needed that run to win that game.
Right. It's.
But did you notice how Vogt held his water last night? He didn't make the moves too early. He waited. Yeah. And one of those moves, David Fry, paid the ultimate dividend. Look, you are very live tomorrow.
Oh, you are.
But I worry about the Carpenter thing. And I'll tell you what we'll do. David, cue up the sound. Let's play it on the bump back. So don't make a move. I want you guys to hear this. Tell me if when you hear AJ talking, that sounds like a guy confident Carpenter's playing. And by the way, moving the game up by 7 hours does not help you. It cuts your ability for game day treatment down to half.
Yeah, but I think the whole time you're hoping to just bring him in off the bench. I don't think that he was going to be able to play a full game. At this point,
if he's your DH, what difference does it make?
That's true.
I don't think he's taking 4 or 5 at bats tomorrow.
That's true. Yeah, just get ready because he's going to hit it. If he does get a hit, it's going to be a single.
No.
He's not trying to stretch that into a double or a triple.
Well, no, okay, but see, there, all of it is relevant.
Yeah.
He's such a good player and he's such a weapon. I'm going to be really interested, but pardon me if I have doubts that he's playing. 248-539-9797.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.